It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. This is the one we've been waiting for. The Unichigo girls hosting Deposit Hancock today. This game has been the victim of sickness, bad weather, you name it, and they have finally settled on playing it here today on a Saturday afternoon. And this one means a lot in the MAC standings, so it's going to be a great game here today. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 160 vehicles on two lots right in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and of course on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. At Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online and see the great selection at ButlerAutoSales.com. The staff at Butler Auto Sales wishes the best to all coaches, players, and fans in today's game. Both teams out on the floor warming up. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we'll break it down. There's a lot of storylines for this game, and it's been, you know, the whole year in the making. Everybody's been wondering, can DH keep up with Unichigo, and how will Unichigo slow down the superstar of the MAC, DH's Lacey Drake? So we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about that here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Some special Saturday afternoon hoops here on WCDO. And you know, it's that time of year. We're going to have a lot of hoops coming up on some Saturdays. Of course, next Saturday will be the Tri-Valley League Championship. That game will be at SUNY Oneonta this year. They haven't decided on the times yet or anything like that. And of course, they still have some games to play to see who will be in that this week. But this is the time of year after league championships. You start to get into sectionals. So there'll be a lot of Saturday hoops coming up, I'm sure, on WCDO over the next couple of weeks. So big one here today, Unichigo girls hosting Deposit Hancock. Unichigo is the only undefeated team left on the girls' side in the MAC. DH has one loss. That loss was to Delhi. It was early in the season in a game that, you know, they just didn't come to play that night, and Delhi came out and played fantastic defense, as they normally do. Now, Delhi also has one loss in the MAC, and that was to Unichigo a week and a half ago. So you have those three teams really fighting it out, and then right below them fighting for the four spot is kind of Green and Walton. I think those are the two teams still left in the standings. They're going to have a chance to fight for that four seed. Of course, it's the top four teams that go on to the MAC semifinals and will have a chance to get to the MAC championship. Those games for boys and girls will be played at Binghamton University on Friday, February 21st. So the MAC championship, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, it's all coming up, folks, in the next couple of weeks. So this game is crucial here today. Say DH could come in here and knock off Unichigo. There's three teams at the top with one loss each. Of course, Unichigo controls their own destiny. If they could grab the win here today, they remain in the driver's seat. They would have a one seed, and they would have a home game here for the semifinals. So still games to go, but this is a huge one here today. DH is trying to throw another kink into things and see what happens, because if you have a three-way tie and you've all kind of beaten each other, it could come down to some sort of wacky tiebreaker situation. But that's why they play the games, and we have to see what happens here today. The biggest thing I think that I'm interested in, and of course a lot of the fans here today, I know there's a lot of neutral fans who have just come today to see Deposit Hancock's Lacey Drake, probably the best player for girls in the entire area. area, regardless of what class we look at, B, C, or D, all the teams that we cover here on WCDO. I say that because she has several Division I offers. She's a junior. She's approaching 1,600 points in her career. I mean, she's just athletic off the charts. When she comes out and she goes up and she's grabbing rim and everything, I mean, it's just next-level athleticism that you get with Lacey Drake. She's also one of the nicest kids that you could find in the entire area. I mean, none of this has gone to her head. She is a phenomenal athlete. She is highly regarded wherever she goes, and she's just that kid with a smile on her face, and you love to see that. So I'm interested today to see what the mastermind of Coach Z draws up here today to try to slow down a player like Lacey Drake. They've done it before. Obviously, Lacey has been on varsity since eighth grade, so they have seen a lot of her over the last couple of years. What will they draw up today? Will it be some sort of half-court trap to try to neutralize Lacey bringing up the ball? Will they do some sort of triangle and two or some sort of box and one defense? So it'll be interesting today to see what Coach Z draws up here, because if you're Unitico, you have the depth. You have the athletes that you can go deep into your bench. If somebody gets in foul trouble, you have a lot of great guards, and you have a lot of great size and length. And that's the one thing we saw in the Delhi game, was that, Delhi struggled at times bringing the ball up the floor against the long and lengthy guards here of the Perry sisters and Jenna Faulkner. They were tremendous. So that's one of those things. How will Unitico go about trying to slow down at Lacey Drake today? And it's not just Lacey Drake. It's Kelsey Young inside getting good rebounds, and Ariel Kellum has been absolutely fantastic this year for DH. So it's more than just a one-horse show for Deposit Hancock. So it's going to be a fun afternoon of high school basketball here. Thanks again for joining us on our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 160 vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Their main lot on Route 7 Riverside, and of course, their new lot over across from the Kmart Plaza on Delaware Avenue. So we're going to take a break, and again, thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. It's senior day here this afternoon, and it's going to be Unitico and DH when we come back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Long with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Here's our starting lineups first for visiting DH today and head coach Scott Young. They have junior number 2, Lacey Drake, senior number 4, Ariel Kellum, senior number 5, Sierra Francisco, junior number 12, Madison Dawson, and senior number 22, Kelsey Young. On the other side for Unitigo and head coach Bob Z, senior number 3, Paige McCoy, junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner, the two junior sisters, number 20, Megan Perry, and number 21, Morgan Perry, and senior number 23, Haley Lucia. Unitigo will be in the home whites with the green trim, says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. DH will be in the road black uniforms with the royal blue trim and the white lettering, says Eagles in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So again, as we said before, this game been put off a couple of different times. They were searching for different dates. There was some sickness. There was some bad weather. But here we go. We're finally able to play this one here today. The Eagles and the Spartans, two state-ranked teams in the Class C poll for a majority of the year, ready to do battle here today. DH will be going left to right, and Unitigo right to left. So we are set to jump it up here between the Spartans and the Eagles. So it will be Morgan Perry doing the jumping here for Unitigo, Kelsey Young for Deposit Hancock, and we are set to go. I know these kids know each other very well from playing in various summer tournaments and leagues together, so a good friendly rivalry here today between these two. So we're ready to jump it up. Again, DH with one loss in the MAC so far. Unitigo still undefeated, and we're underway as Unitigo wins the opening tip here in this key Saturday MAC battle. Haley Lucia with the basketball. Looks like a little 1-3-1 on defense for DH. Lucia with the ball at the top of the key. We'll go to the far side now looking for Paige McCoy. McCoy, three-point line extended. Zips one back over to the left side. They'll work it inside looking for Megan Perry, stolen away and back up the floor for Madison Dawson. Dawson will try to get it into the hands of Lacey Drake. Drake on the baseline, lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitigo. And in the brief 2 seconds that Lacey had the ball there, Haley Lucia was right in her shorts. So we'll have to see if it's some sort of a box and one that Coach Z has decided to go with here today. Full court pressure coming from the Eagles now. Unitigo will look to break it. Lucia is in the backcourt. Lucia across the midcourt timeline, zips one ahead, and finding Paige McCoy in the paint. Pull-up jumper won't go. Lacey Drake with the rebound. Drake back ahead, crosses the Spartans logo at midcourt, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper for Drake is good. Drake coming off a 37-point performance just last week. And, boy, she's just been fantastic. Been over 30 points a couple of different times this season. And now the ball is stripped, and the Eagles will take it away. Here is Madison Dawson. Dawson lost control of it, though, right at midcourt. Just went in between her legs and it rolled away from her to Haley Lucia. With 6:50 to go in the first quarter, it's a 2-0 lead for DH over Unitigo. Here is Lucia on the far side. And now they go to Morgan Perry. Down low for McCoy, and they'll say she traveled. With 6:40 to go in the first quarter, it's a 2-0 lead for DH. As Unitigo still settling in on offense, trying to find their way against that DH 1-3-1. Here comes Drake back across the midcourt timeline on the right side. Drake with the killer crossover, gets into the paint, dishes one off now for Kelsey Young. Young back to Ariel Kellum. Spot-up jumper for Kellum, left it short, rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Spartans and Morgan Perry. Perry stutter step at midcourt. A long pass ahead was off the foot there of Kellum. Intended receiver there was Paige McCoy, kicked out of bounds, and will stay with Unitigo. With 6:15 to go in the first quarter, Deposit Hancock girls leading Unitigo 2-0 here in the early going. Spartans with the basketball, though. Lob one in, looking for Lucia. Now to Meg Perry at the high post. Far side for Morgan. Pull-up jumper. Not enough air under that one, and it's short. And a rebound and an outlet pass to Lacey Drake. Drake into the paint now. Pull-up jumper and a fadeaway. Left it short. Might have got a little tip on that one, and it's taken back away by Unitigo. Here's Mallory Frazier, the senior. Dishing one off now for Meg Perry. She's hammered and is fouled with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Who's this going to be on? Yes, on Lacey. Early in this first quarter, hard to tell if that was a clean block or not, just two bodies colliding together there. It was a big scrum around the basket, and it will send Meg Perry to the line. That's one thing DH cannot afford. You cannot have Meg Perry, or you cannot have Lacey Drake in foul trouble. As Meg gets the first shot to go, Meg is at the line. Second shot coming here for Perry with 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Perry settling in now. Her shot is up and... No, they're going to say it was a violation here on Unitigo, so the shot will not count, keeping it 2-1 with 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. Drake with a one-handed pass across midcourt, finding Ariel Kellum. Kellum on the right side tried to go back to Drake, and it was intercepted and taken by Haley Lucia. Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Dishes one into the corner now for Frazier. Frazier finding Meg Perry, back out Lucia. Right side for three. Lucia's shot is an air ball and a rebound here for Lacey Drake. Still 2-1 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. DH on top. Drake in transition takes it to the hoop and scores. Lacey Drake now with 4 points. And that gives DH a 4-1 lead with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo still trying to find their way offensively here. Unitigo in the backcourt with Haley Lucia. Lucia across midcourt, looks to set up the offense, dishes one down low for Paige McCoy. Left low block, the jumper too strong, rebound to Kelsey Young. Saves it from going out of bounds, but it stays with Unitigo. As Megan Perry picked that up. Finds Morgan Perry, her shot from the foul line, is off the mark and no good. And this could be shaping up to be one of those days where Unitigo is cold shooting the ball. That is their tendency from time to time. Down low on the low block, they find Paige McCoy again. This time the jumper off the back of the rim and a rebound for Kelsey Young of DH. And into the hands of Lacey Drake. Drake back up the floor. Crossover in the paint. Dishes one off here looking for Kelsey Young, and it was taken away. And Unitigo will come away with the basketball with Haley Lucia. Ahead now for Frazier. And we'll have a foul on the Eagles on the far side with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. 4-1 the score. And Unitigo going to the bench. Jenna Faulkner will come in as well as Maddie Wilsey. Paige McCoy to the bench, as well as Mallory Frazier. So this lineup that's on the floor right now for Unitigo has been very, very strong this year. So Coach Z deciding to go to it early. They go to Haley Lucia, now into the right wing corner for Jenna Faulkner. They'll skip one back across for Morgan Perry. Perry back to Haley Lucia, right side for three, off the front of the rim. Rebound here is taken down by Drake, and an outlet pass to Madison Dawson. Dawson back up the floor for the Eagles with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-1. You heard that right. Deposit Hancock on top here of Unitigo. Drake gets a screen at the top of the key. Doesn't use it, though, and passes far side instead for Kelsey Young. A give and go back to Drake. Drake double-teamed, has to dish one off for Sierra Francisco. Now back up to Kelsey Young at the top of the key with 7 on the shot clock. They work it down low for Madison Dawson. Dawson puts it up, no good. Rebound is swatted away, and it goes into the hands of Haley Lucia of Unitigo with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ahead now for Jenna Faulkner. Her jumper is off the back of the rim. Morgan Perry the rebound. That's in and out, and it's like there is a lid on the rim right now for Unitigo. Back up the floor here for Lacey Drake as DH leads 4-1. With 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Into the high post now for Kelsey Young and back out for Francisco. They work one to the far side now for Avery Ostrander, who's into the game. Eagles being patient, working it around. They try to go to the interior, and it's knocked out of bounds with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll stay with the Eagles here with 9 left on the shot clock. And so the Eagles will have the ball underneath with Sierra Francisco. So Francisco will be doing the inbounding duty here. And we'll go into the left side and out of the high post for Madison Dawson. Dawson will find Kelsey Young. Her shot is too strong. Rebound off the glass for Maddie Wilsey of Unitigo. And Unitigo will work it back up the floor. Lucia on a backdoor cut here, finding Faulkner. Now back out for Morgan Perry. Pull-up jumper for Perry. Won't go. Drake with another rebound. She's been good on the glass so far. Looking to lead the break. Drake in transition, up and off the glass and good. And Lacey Drake has all 6 of DH's points, and it's 6-1 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo back down with Faulkner, and she'll travel as she gets into the paint. Shot went, but Zebra Crew calls a travel before that with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. And Drake will walk it up the floor. Said she wanted to play well here today, felt that her one bad game this year was against Delhi in that loss earlier in the season, so she was very motivated to play well here today. Kelsey Young is fouled as DH puts the ball to the inside. She was on the left low block and was fouled. Caitlin McCumber coming back into the game now, and Madison Dawson to the bench. So both teams using their bench early here with 2:35 to go in the first quarter, and DH leading 6-1. Looks like Alexa Lucia will be coming in at the next whistle as well for the Spartans. DH will get it in. They find Lacey Drake, an NBA range three for Drake. It won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Last touch by the Eagles and out of bounds. And it will go back to Unitego. Morgan Perry to the bench, and Alexa Lucia will come in. Now, every team locally, every coach that I've talked to over the last week, maybe 2 weeks, has talked about how sickness has been running through their teams. These two teams, no exception. They've both had some sickness. So we'll see today, you know, just how much juice they have in the legs, how much gas they have in the tank. Meg Perry pull-up jumper, again, halfway down, and it would not go, folks. Popped free, and a rebound for DH. And they'll throw it away, though. Drake ahead for Sierra Francisco just went through her hands and out of bounds with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. DH leading 6-1, a low-scoring affair so far here today on WCDO. Unitego will get the ball in the backcourt with Haley Lucia. Lucia ahead now, finding Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner zips one across for Alexa Lucia. Back out to Haley, straightaway three here for Haley Lucia. Hit the side of the rim on that right side, wouldn't go, and Drake with a rebound. DH will work it back up with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Drake dribbles between her legs, gets to the left elbow, pull-up jumper, left it short, rebound for Kelsey Young. Young gets stripped of the basketball, and Unitego will come away with it. It looks like we could be in for a low-scoring affair here this afternoon. Haley Lucia across now for Jenna Faulkner. Step back, 15-footer, left side is good for Jenna Faulkner. So maybe that will be the spark that Unitego needs as it's 6-3 with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Drake looking for the screen. Drake on the right side now finds Kelsey Young. Young with a straightaway three. This one is off the side of the rim. And Maddie Wilsey with a rebound. She pulled it down, but Young took it back. The left-handed layup is off the mark and no good. And a rebound for Meg Perry. Outlet pass here ahead for Alexa Lucia. So both teams cold shooting the basketball now. Far side for Maddie Wilsey. The Lucia sisters at the top of the key as the Eagles have settled into a 2-3 zone now. Lucia lost it. It goes over to Alexa Lucia for three off the back of the rim again. Faulkner with a rebound for Unitego. 25 seconds to go on the shot clock and 45 seconds to go on the game clock. A shot from Meg Perry rolls off. Drake with a rebound. Lacey up the right side of the floor. Dishing one off here for Avery Ostrander. A three of hers is out of bounds. And back to Unitego. So Drake's going to get a little breather here at the end of the quarter. Ariel Kellum comes back in. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter, and DH leads 6-3. And so Lucia will walk it up the floor for the Spartans. They could play for the last shot here if they wish. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Dishing one down low for Maddie Wilsey. She's fouled and will head to the line. Could not get the shot to go, but will have a chance at the line here with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Wilsey will settle in here at the line for Unitego. First shot is too strong. Hit the rim twice and bounced off with 22 seconds to go in this first quarter. And the score, DH 6 and Unitego 3. Second shot coming here for Wilsey. It's good. Maddie Wilsey, the freshman who has played very well off the bench this year for Coach Z, makes it 6-4 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Kelsey Young. They work one to the far side for Francisco. She tosses up an air ball. Kellum with a rebound, and she's fouled with 11 seconds left, and will head to the line here in the first quarter. So Ariel Kellum has been a double-double machine so far this year for the Eagles, and they're going to need a strong showing from her today. And it could start here. She's looking for her first points at the line. Young will come out. Mackenzie Mead will come back in. I think Coach Young just making sure he protects his starters, gives them a little extra breather, and they don't pick up any silly fouls here. With 11 seconds to go first quarter, Ariel Kellum with the first shot, and it's up and good, making it 7-4 now for DH. Second shot coming here for Kellum, the senior at the line who's really come into her own the last 2 years. Kellum goes 2-for-2, making it 8-4. Unitego with 10 seconds left. Right side of the floor now for Haley Lucia. Back to Alexa Lucia with 5 seconds left. Lucia, Alexa to the high post, finding Meg Perry. Her jumper at the buzzer will not go. And Unitego is frustrated here on their home floor on senior day, trailing DH 8-4. And the second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And start of the second quarter here in Unitigo. It is a low-scoring affair so far, with the Deposit Hancock Girls leading Unitigo 8-4. Eagles with the basketball. Lacey Drake has scored 6 of those 8 points, and she's back in after getting a little breather at the end of the first quarter. And rolls out of bounds as Drake tried to pass it down low. Intended receiver there, Sierra Francisco, went off her hands. And so the ball will go back to Unitigo. So Wilsey will come to the bench. Morgan Perry is back in. And again, I wonder how much gas both these teams will have after they've gone through a week or 2 weeks of the sickness that has just been rolling through area schools and area teams. Everybody getting some flu-like symptoms over the last couple of weeks. Unitigo with the basketball. They find Jenna Faulkner. And now to Meg Perry. Over to Morgan Perry. Pull-up jumper is good for Morgan Perry. And so Morgan, with her first bucket, makes it 8-6. DH, a long pass ahead. Lacey Drake finds Ariel Kellum up and in, and they beat that pressure, making it 10-6. And now it looks like both teams starting to find some rhythm after a slow first quarter. Lexa Lucia with the basketball at the top of the key. Passing to the far side. Lucia holding on to it now here for Unitigo. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Perry swarmed there. Will go back to the far side looking here for Alexa Lucia. Now to Haley Lucia. Straightaway three here for Haley is off the front of the rim. It skimmed it. Rebound here for Unitigo. Oh, boy, they're going to say it was a shot clock violation. I don't know how, though, because that ball clearly hit the rim. Officials might get together and talk about this. No, they're just going to keep it as a shot clock violation. Unitigo fans not pleased with that, and rightfully so. 10-6 the score as the Eagles bring the ball back up the floor. Lacey gets through a midcourt trap, wants to take it to the rim herself. The shot rolls off the back of the rim. Faulkner with a rebound. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Ariel Kellum of DH, so it will stay with Unitigo. And here is Haley Lucia in the backcourt with 6.5 to go, second quarter. DH leading 10-6. Top of the key now for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner pumps one into the corner for Morgan Perry. They'll reverse it across to the right wing side for Haley Lucia. Gets into the paint. The kiss off the glass won't go, and another rebound for Lacey Drake. She has been tremendous on the glass. Drake over the midcourt timeline. One-handed pass down low for Madison Dawson. She was stripped immediately by Morgan Perry. And Perry will bring it back up the floor now for Unitigo. Perry gets into the paint. Fans starting to get into it a little bit more here. It's like everybody woke up here on Saturday afternoon a little bit here as we get it early into the second quarter. Alexa Lucia finds Morgan Perry on the baseline, right side. Zips one back out. A long jumper for Haley Lucia from the left elbow is good for her first basket of the game. Back to a two-point game, 10-8. DH on top by a deuce with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Drake quickly in transition. Gets one off for Ariel Kellum. Up and good. Now Ariel Kellum with 6 points, and Coach Z has seen enough. He needs a timeout. DH leads 12-8. with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. 5:35 to go, second quarter in Unitego this afternoon. It's the Deposit Hancock girls with a 12-8 lead over Unitego, a very key game in the MAC standings here today. Unitego with the basketball. They go Jenna Faulkner on the right wing side. Faulkner to the high post. Pull-up jumper, splash there for Jenna Faulkner. And she has 4 points, and it's back to a two-point game, 12-10. Unitego on top of DH. Lacey Drake, a pull-up three, got it from straight away for Lacey Drake. And they just lost her there in transition, and she made them pay, making it 15-10. Lacey with 9 points, Ariel Kellum with six for DH. On the other side, it's Jenna Faulkner leading Unitego with 4 points. So again, the Eagles leading the Spartans 15-10. Spartans trying to answer. A layup there for Haley Lucia will not go. Eagles with the rebound, and they're in the driver's seat at the moment. Here's Drake across the Spartans logo at midcourt. A crossover, pulls up at the paint, at the foul line, excuse me, and scores at the top of the paint. Drake's got 11, and it's a 7-point lead here for the Eagles. 17-10, this is unknown territory for Unitego. So they go to the far side for Alexa Lucia. Their one loss of the year coming to Oneonta in a non-leaguer in overtime earlier this year. Top of the key now for Faulkner. Working one far side for Alexa Lucia. Lucia to the high post for Morgan Perry. Lost control of it out of bounds. Back to DH. With 4:20 to go in the second quarter, and DH on top 17-10. Here is Lacey Drake across the midcourt timeline. DH in the black with the blue trim going left to right. DH working it around. Ariel Kellum straightaway three. Died on the front of the rim. Popped sky high. Unitego with a rebound. Back up the floor for Morgan Perry. Perry puts on the brakes. Now dumps one off into the corner looking for Jenna Faulkner. Back out top as they swirl it around to the top of the key now for Haley Lucia. 15 on the shot clock. Unitego looking a little stagnant on offense. They get the ball moving now. Here's Alexa Lucia for three. The bank is closed. Rebound for Faulkner. Works one back out to the high post. Faulkner on the baseline. Gets a running little up and under. Dr. J finger roll. Swirls around the rim and won't go. Rebound for Kelsey Young. And an outlet pass here for Lacey Drake. Drake, top of the key to the left side. Wants to pull up there and hits it. Drake now with 13. And DH leads 19-10 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. And the gym is quiet and stunned here at the moment in Unitego. Here is Faulkner with the basketball on the left side. Goes to the high post for Meg Perry. Back out for Haley Lucia. Right side three there. That won't go. And the ball rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to DH here as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Lacey Drake with 13 points. Ariel Kellum with six. That has been the difference so far. Boy, that three at the top of the key by Lacey was just, that was a dagger. That took the air out of Unitego for a couple of minutes. And they're still trying to recover. Haley Lucia's going to get a break, and Paige McCoy will come back in now for Unitego. Drake with 13 points, comes across the midcourt timeline. Drake with a bounce pass into the corner. Now they go to Kelsey Young on the right side as the Eagles go left to right. Here's Madison Dawson, forces a shot there. It's way too strong. Rebound for Unitego. Numbers if they hurry, but Meg Perry decides to pump the brakes with 2:45 to go in the second quarter, and DH on top 19-10. Here is McCoy, left side, will feed one back to Alexa Lucia. Lucia on the right side of the floor, trying to get something going here for Unitego. Coach Z continually yelling out to his players, move, move on offense. They'll go to the corner now for Morgan Perry. Inside for Meg Perry off the glass. There's that movement, and it pays off. Perry now with 3 points, and it's 19-12 as we come up on 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Here is Lacey Drake, feeds one into the corner for Avery Ostrander. Then they try to go inside for Madison Dawson, and it's punched out of bounds by Meg Perry. Morgan Perry to the bench, and this will be Mallory Frazier coming back in. Lacey Drake will be doing the inbounding duty and finds an inbound pass here for Ostrander. Now back to Drake on the right side. Drake immediately double-teamed, wants to go to the left side of the floor, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but gets it back over to Ostrander. Inside for Dawson on the right low block. Back out. Ostrander for three. Got it. Ostrander from downtown. Hits that shot, making it 22-12. Big-time shot from the junior there, Avery Ostrander. Biggest lead of the game now for the Eagles. Can Unitigo answer late here in the second quarter? On the baseline, they'll feed one across now for Jenna Faulkner. Baseline drive is an air ball. Won't go. And a rebound for Madison Dawson. Dawson ahead now for Kelsey Young. And the outlet pass was a little sloppy and taken right back by Unitigo. With a buck 25 to go before the Marabito Energy Products halftime break. Here is Paige McCoy. Unitigo with 15 on the shot clock. And a buck 15 here on the game clock. They go Alexa Lucia. It's knocked out of there. Shot was blocked. Goes right back to Alexa. Takes it to the rim. Her shot won't go. Rebound Jenna Faulkner. Right-handed layup. Also hits the back of the rim. Won't go down and is kicked out of bounds. Will stay with the Spartans. There has been a lid on this rim for Unitigo so far here this afternoon. Jenna Faulkner doing the inbounding duties. Works one in. Finds Alexa Lucia for three. That one is off the mark. Too much mustard on it and a rebound for the Eagles. Ahead now for Lacey Drake. A spin move at midcourt. Drake gets into the paint, wants to take it all the way, just left it a little short. Ball loose on the floor, comes back to Drake. Right-handed layup won't go, but she's fouled and will head to the line with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Drake with 13 of DH's 22, and she's looking to add to it here at the line with 50 seconds to go. And a pretty good crowd on hand here for the Spartans here today, and they have been pretty quiet as DH has controlled a lot of this first half. First shot for Drake at the line, won't go down. Second one coming. 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lacey will settle in here at the line. Second shot is good for Lacey. She has 14, and DH leads 23-12 with 45 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here is Alexa Lucia as Unitigo in the white with the green trim goes right to left. They work one far side now for Alexa Lucia. Skips one back across for Paige McCoy. McCoy to the high post looking for Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper for Perry is good. And Meg Perry has 5 points as she hits that shot on the baseline left side. DH leads 23-14. They can play for the last shot here if they want with 20 seconds left. Drake at midcourt says, take your time. On the Unitigo logo just across midcourt. 10 seconds left now. Little give and go from Kellum, now back to Drake. Drake, again, straight away, 5 seconds left, goes to the left side, a long two here for Lacey off the side of the rim. It won't go down, and that's going to be our halftime score. DH, 23, Unitigo, 14. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the Unitigo locker room to hear what Coach Z has to say about this, because he certainly does not look pleased at the moment. Halftime score, DH 23, and Unitigo 14. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up here on WCDO. Time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today, and you can call for more information at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here is our first half scoring summary. Again, DH leading Unitigo 23-14. Lacey Drake with a game-high 14 points so far, the junior for DH. 6 points for Ariel Kellum and 3 for Avery Ostrander. On the other side for Unitigo, 5 points for Megan Perry, 4 for Jenna Faulkner, 2 apiece for Haley Lucia and Morgan Perry, and 1 for Maddie Wilsey. Now, you know, Unitigo got good looks. Shots were not going down. They looked a little, I don't want to say under the weather. They just looked like they need to get something to get a little spark going. It feels like a Saturday afternoon game. And I think some of you sports fans out there, some of you sports listeners will know what I mean. Sometimes when you're out of your normal schedule, sometimes you just takes a little while, it seems like, for your team to wake up. And that seems to be the case here today. Again, it could be sickness coming through, you know, both of these teams. literally almost every coach I've talked to over the last week to 2 weeks has said, Nate, I got, you know, three starters out sick. I got four guys missing from practice. You know, our school is missing, I mean, absurd numbers, 60, 70, 80 kids from the high school called in sick. I mean, it's been tough. It's been really, really tough. So everybody across the board right now is fighting to get healthy. So you have to kind of think about that as well here today. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, but, I mean, everybody knows it's hard to play when you're that sick, and especially when it's this time of the year. And there's so much at stake if you're Unitico. You're undefeated in the MAC. You know, you're ranked fourth in the state in Class C right now. All eyes are on you, waiting for you to make a mistake. And, yeah, they've only played a half so far. They're down 23-14. If they can find a way to get back into this game quickly in the third quarter, still a lot of time left. So this game is far from over, but DH controlled that first half, and I thought a lot of that had to do with the ball was in Lacey's hands a lot. She made some key shots, and she went on two or three little spurts where she'd score 4 points, 4 points, and then she'd hit that big three, and then she'd be quiet for a little bit because Unitico had played good defense. But the nice thing about Lacey is she's always looking to get her teammates involved as well, and then she got Ariel Kellum going for a little bit there in the second quarter, and now Kellum has 6 points. So Unitico's going to have to find a way to dial in and make sure that they shut Lacey down in the second half and get the offense going. They're going to keep shooting the ball and try to get those good looks, and hopefully they go down if you're a Unitico fan, because you got the good looks, but again, every time that they were throwing up a shot, what was I saying? In and out, swirls around the rim. I mean, all those things, shots just weren't going. So maybe going towards a new basket now, changing directions, and I'm sure a very inspiring speech from Coach Z at halftime might help the Lady Spartans here. So again, our halftime score in Unitico today, it's the DH girls leading Unitico 23-14. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU as we get you set for the start of the second half. DH girls leading Unitico 23-14. During halftime, I was scrolling through, checking in to see where people were listening from. We looked like we had the normal Jenna Faulkner fan club, as I like to call it. They always seem to be listening online, so a shout-out to them. This might be a new one. We also had someone checking in saying they were listening on a plane flying home from the Bahamas, and I know some of the DH families had gone to the Bahamas, I believe, for a trip down there, so they must be on their way home and listening on WCDOsports.com, so we appreciate that. Thank you. Unitico with the ball to start the second half. They're in the white uniforms, the green trim. They're going left to right, and they find themselves down 23-14. They have not lost in the league yet this year, and they have a whole second half here to try to right the ship and get back in this game to avoid losing that first game of the season in the league. They go to the high post here for Meg Perry. Now back off for Morgan Perry, finding Jenna Faulkner. Right side for three. Got it. A long three there for Jenna Faulkner, and she has 7 points, and that's the way you want to start the second half if you're Unitico. Here is Lacey Drake, left side of the floor. Drake on the baseline. Dishes one off for Ariel Kellum. Oh, in and out. And maybe it's that basket down here on the left side as DH is now going in that direction to start the second half. Shot for Kellum was perfect, but it just popped back out, and Unitico with a rebound. 7:10 to go in this third quarter. It is Unitico trailing DH 23-17. Spartans with the basketball. They go to the right side looking for Faulkner. Faulkner will feed one back here to Paige McCoy. Now to Haley Lucia in the paint. Pull-up jumper is good for Haley Lucia. She's got 4 points now. And just like that, it's 23-19. Lacey Drake to midcourt as, again, DH in the black with the blue uniforms tries an NBA range three. It's too strong. Rebound for Unitico off the miss from Drake. And ahead now for Haley Lucia. And Unitico already looks better than they did in the first half. Bounce pass here to Faulkner in the corner. Now back to Lucia on the right side. Chest pass for Paige McCoy. McCoy pulls it down, 6.5 to go in the third. And Unitigo trying to get back in this ball game. Shot there from Mick Perry won't go. Rebound for the Eagles and an outlet pass here to Lacey Drake. 6:20 to go in the third. DH leads 23-19. Drake wants to go up and under, and it goes in. Lacey Drake with the finger roll. She now has 16, makes it 25-19. And she might just have to do that this whole second half. I know she's an unselfish player, but to protect this lead, if you're a DH fan, she might just have to take it to the rim quite a bit. Faulkner, right side for three. Too strong. Drake with a rebound. Boy, she's been tough on the glass. And Lacey will walk it up the floor across the midcourt timeline. Drake to the right side. Dishes one off now for Francisco. Her three ball is an air ball. Ariel Kellum with the rebound. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound now for Kelsey Young. Her shot won't go. Eagles will somehow come down with that rebound again with Madison Dawson. And then Dawson is fouled by Morgan Perry at the top of the three-point arc. Rebounding is going to be so key here in the second half, especially for Unitigo, trying to limit the DH opportunities here, especially those second-chance opportunities. Here is Ariel Kellum. Fall-away shot will not go, and a rebound for Unitigo. And here is Haley Lucia again as Unitigo goes left to right, trailing by six, 25-19. They go to McCoy, far side. McCoy on the baseline. Now we'll work one back out. Haley Lucia, straightaway three is an air ball. Won't go. Morgan Perry saves it, but it goes right to Lacey Drake. Drake, numbers if she can hurry. Drake wants to take it all the way to the rim and is fouled and gets the shot to go. Drake with 18. With 5:10 to go here in the third, and DH leading 27-19, and she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great job by Haley Lucia to get back there on defense. Just Drake can fly, and took it right to her. Drake's foul shot is no good, too strong. Rebound here for Kellum. Now back to Drake. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger, though, and will zip one down low here for Kelsey Young. A turnaround shot is blocked, but somehow floats right back here to Lacey Drake. She wants that three from straight away, off the front of the rim and no good. And a rebound here for Meg Perry, and she is fouled with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, and DH leading 27-19. Foul is going to be here on DH. That will be on Madison Dawson, her second, team second. But again, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo breaking through the defense here as DH put on a little bit of a press. Here is Haley Lucia into the paint. Little up and under for Lucia. Can't get it to go, and Drake with another rebound. She's got to be near double-digit rebounds, folks. Drake back across the midcourt timeline and to the left side of the floor with 4.5 to go in the third, and DH on top 27-19. They'll work it inside here for Kelsey Young. Young will go back out to Ariel Kellum. Kellum wants a three, and it was blocked there by Morgan Perry. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, and we're going to have a jump ball with 4:18 to go here in the third. Some words exchanged there as both teams were wrestling for it on the floor, and there was no love lost there as they tried to get up. With 4:18 to go here in the third, it's 27-19. Deposit Hancock on top of Unitigo. DH will get it in. They go to Lacey Drake in the corner. Five on the shot clock. Let's see if she's aware. I don't think she is. Drake's going to have to pull up for a three here, and yeah, she had to force that one. It's going to be a shot clock violation. She says, that one's on me. They just didn't realize that it was that late in the shot clock when they got that jump ball. So 4:05 to go in the third. Unitigo still trailing 27-19. Spartans with the basketball. They're going to go to the far side looking for Morgan Perry. Perry back to Haley Lucia. Now to Faulkner. They'll go to Haley Lucia on the left side. They find Wilsie. Her pass was deflected, but it goes right back to Haley Lucia with 10 on the shot clock. They work it inside here for Faulkner. Turnaround shot is off the side of the rim. Drake with a rebound, and here she comes. Drake back up the floor on the right side. Wants to take it inside, and she is fouled with 3:40 to go in the third. Foul is on the floor by Morgan Perry.
Watch the Chargers.
Ariel Kellum's going to go to the bench, and Caitlin Maycumber will come off the bench here for the Eagles. Again, with 3:40 to go in the third, and Deposit Hancock leading Unitigo 27-19. And an inbounds pass shot here for Madison Dawson is off the back of the rim, and the Spartans will rip down a rebound off the rim. Ahead for Morgan Perry, leaving it for Lucia. Now to Maddie Wilsie. Off the glass, it won't go. And Drake with another rebound. And the poor shooting continues for Unitigo. Here is Drake on the right side of the floor, dishing one off here for Francisco. Now back to Drake. tried to pass one off instead of shooting, and it goes through the hands of Kelsey Young and out of bounds with 3:13 to go in the third. And that happens sometimes. Lacey puts a lot of zip on her passes, and sometimes players just aren't aware or ready for her passes, and when she throws so hard, it's hard to catch them. Unitigo breaking the press nicely, and Maddie Wilsey cannot get the shot to go. Another left-handed layup will not go down. Here come the Eagles. Fourth shot here from Caitlin Maycumber. Won't go. Eagles lose control of it. Unitigo with a two-on-one. A finger rolls up and good here for Jenna Faulkner, and she has 9 points. And it's 27-21. So Unitigo has not played well, but they are hanging around in this ball game with 2:40 to go in the third. Lacey Drake with 18 of DH's 27 points. Drake at the top of the key. Goes inside. Shot there won't go. Rebound is scooped up here by Madison Dawson, and the baby hook goes. Dawson with a turnaround shot on the right baseline makes it 29-21. Faulkner again to the rim. Gets it to go, and she's fouled. Jenna Faulkner now with 11. And she will head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so now Faulkner is putting Unitigo on her back and saying, okay, let's go. We got a lot of time left in this game. Wilsey is going to the bench as well as Morgan Perry. And Faulkner to the line. Alexa Lucia back in as well as the senior, Mallory Frazier. And so Faulkner to the line. And this could be a big point here if she can get it for Unitigo. Faulkner's shot is good, rallied at home. Jenna now with 12, making it 29-24. Still a lot of time left in this game with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Lacey Drake, right side. Crossover, little give and go from Ostrander. Now back to Drake, looking for some options with 2 minutes to go. They go to the high post for Ariel Kellum. She tries to go to the bank, and it's open. And Ariel Kellum now with 8 points. Makes it 31-24. So some of the other DH players stepping up. Here is Faulkner right side. As Unitigo goes left to right, they go to the high post. Now down low for Meg Perry. Give and go. Leaving it off here for Faulkner. It's good. Faulkner with 14. And what a pass there by Mallory Frazier to set that up. Well done. It's 31-26. Minute 35 to go in the third, and the student section starting to come alive now. Here is Kellum with a turnaround shot. No, she traveled. Got it at the high post, and as she went to pivot, a traveling violation, and a timeout's going to be taken by DH. With a minute and a half to go in the third, it is DH, the girls, leading Otigo 31-26. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A minute 30 to go, third quarter. Nate Law with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening online, courtesy of SFCU. DH girls lead 31-26 late in the third. Unitigo with the ball. A shot from Jenna Faulkner won't go. Gets her own rebound and is fouled. And we'll head to the line with a minute 21 to go here in the third. And Jenna Faulkner has really come alive. She has 14 points now for Unitigo. And the last couple of possessions here in the third quarter, she's been huge with a couple of key jumpers, some rebounds, and some points inside as well. So here is Faulkner at the line. And the junior will put this one up, and it's off the front of the rim and no good. Also been impressed with Mallory Frazier off the bench. She's had some good rebounds and some good passing as well to help Faulkner out. So Faulkner's second shot coming. This one is up and good. So Faulkner now with 15. It cuts it to 31-27. Closet Hancock girls on top of Unitego with a 1:20 to go here in the third. Here is Lacey Drake on the right side. Crossover goes to the left side. Dishes one off now for Ariel Kellum. Step back three. No good. Dawson with a rebound. That won't go. Drake goes in to the land of the trees and gets it. She's got 20. Makes it 33-27. What a play there by Drake. Haley Lucia back up the floor, and she is fouled as she gets into the paint with 56 seconds to go in the third. Well, I know all you Unitego fans are on pins and needles, but this is kind of the game we were expecting between these two. Could Unitego slow down Lacey Drake, and could Lacey score enough to keep DH in this ball game against the juggernaut of Unitego? And it's turned out to be a good one so far. No call at midcourt. DH thought they traveled, and Francisco just kind of walked away from the ball. Unitego went sprinting back the other way. They lost control of it out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by DH. The officials say, nope, it's going back to DH. So what a strange chain of events there. DH literally just gave the ball away at midcourt, and that's why they always say you got to play to the whistle. And then it appeared that DH ran out of bounds with it after taking it back from Unitego on a steal, and it should have been Unitego ball, but the officials will give it back to the Eagles. So after all that, DH does come away with the basketball. Here is Lacey Drake on the right side of the floor. Into the corner, a spot-up three here for Ostrander is an air ball. Faulkner with a rebound. She's looking to take it all the way herself. Faulkner goes underneath and will have a foul with 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. You could see that one shaping up. I think it's going to be on Lacey. Lacey was kind of spying through on the left side of the floor as Jenna was coming down the right side. Yeah, that's second foul on Lacey. She was going for that big-time block, and those two train together. They're good buddies, so they had a nice little hug after that one and a smile. So here's our team foul situation. 4 for DH, 3 for Unitego. Those will reset, though, as we will start the fourth quarter. But these are some big foul shots here for Jenna Faulkner. She has 15 points with 31 seconds to go in the third, and Unitego trailing DH here on their home floor at 33-27. Faulkner settles in, and this one is good. Hit the rim 3 times before flushing down. Jenna Faulkner now has 16. Second one coming here for Jenna at the line in front of her home crowd. Second shot coming for Faulkner. Good. She's got 17, and it's 33-29 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, and now a foul on Unitego at midcourt. Going to be on Mallory Frazier. They've been trying to set that double team right at midcourt, kind of like what they did against Delhi, but they just haven't really committed to it, in my opinion, so far here today. They're kind of, I don't know, they don't seem to be committing to it as much as I thought they would here today. Unitego with the basketball, 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Drake is out here for Unitego, getting some rest, and now a shot from Ariel Kellum. She is fouled on the right wing side and is going to go to the line with 17 seconds to go. Foul's going to be on Alexa Lucia, her first team's 5th. So Lucia now picks up that foul, and Ariel Kellum will go to the line. She has 8 points with 17 seconds to go, third quarter. DH trying to protect this lead. First foul shot, no good. Second one coming here for Ariel Kellum. Every time Unitego's made a run, and they have chipped away from the 23-14 halftime deficit, but DH so far has been able to maintain the lead. Kellum goes 0-for-2. Rebound off the missed shot here from Meg Perry. Long home run pass ahead to Haley Lucia. Behind the back pass, that one was pretty, and she finds Mallory Frazier for the bucket, making it 33-31. Eagles, can they get off a shot before the buzzer? Madison Dawson in the paint. The floater is good for Madison Dawson. And at the end of the third quarter, as Dawson hits that one, it's DH 35, Unitego 31. We'll be back with the exciting fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening today online, courtesy of SF. We do record all these games. They're right there on WCDOsports.com in our game audio archive. It's a free download, also courtesy of SFCU. Faulkner in the corner to start the fourth quarter. A long three won't go. Kellum with the rebound and into the safe hands of Lacey Drake. So let's set the table here for the fourth quarter, folks. It's the DH girls leading 35-31 on the road, trying to hand Unitico their first league loss of the season. DH with only one league loss so far, and that was to Delhi early in their schedule. Eagles with the basketball at the top of the key. Little crossover move into the paint. Drake throws one up. It's too strong. And we will have a foul underneath, it looks like, here. Foul's going to be on Ariel Kellum. So fouls are going to be tight here down the stretch, because in this close of a game, going to the line will be a premium. That's three on Kellum, the first on DH here in the fourth quarter. Haley Lucia with the basketball. They go to Faulkner in the corner. Faulkner with a step-back jumper, too strong. Rebound here for Drake. And Drake will push it up the floor across the midcourt timeline. Drake at the top of the key. Dishes one for Sierra Francisco. Now for Ariel Kellum in front of the student section, which has really come alive here in the second half. DH is going to toss it away, though. The pass from Kellum was looking for Madison Dawson. It rolled out of bounds and goes back to Unitego. Does DH have enough in the tank? Can Lacey get DH to the finish line here with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter? They're going to need all these players, all five of them, to step up here for DH to try to hang on, because you know Unitigo's coming. They go to Haley Lucia. Now back out for Faulkner. Lucia on the right wing side as Unitego in the white with the green trim goes left to right. Lucia down low. Tried to dish one off for Faulkner. Stolen away here by Drake. Eagles back up the floor. Lacey in transition at the foul line, dribbles through traffic, pull-up jumper is good. Drake now with 22, and it's 37-31. With 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter, the Eagles on top of the Spartans. Trying to do the impossible, come into Unitego, a very tough place to play, and maybe steal a win here this afternoon. Haley Lucia with the basketball, they'll feed it to the high post. Now back out for Lucia, wants that three in the corner, it's way too strong, and a rebound for DH on the backside. Ahead now for Madison Dawson. She tries to go to the rim, and Morgan Perry says no, rejects it out of bounds. With 5:50 left. What a block there by Morgan Perry. So it's 17 points for Jenna Faulkner, leading Unitego, and 22 for Lacey Drake, leading Deposit Hancock. Unitego goes to the bench. Maddie Wilsey comes in, and Mallory Frazier to the bench. Frazier playing some big-time minutes here in the third and fourth quarter for Unitego. Eagles will work it in. They go to Kelsey Young. The tremendous cross-country runner has her shot blocked, and the ball is loose on the floor after that, and Drake somehow comes up with it, and they'll say she double-dribbled with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Drake came sliding in there, almost looked like a baseball slide, to steal that away, and somehow in the act of getting back up, they'll say that she had a double-dribble. Lacey, always cool, calm, and collected, said, okay, just handed it back to the official. Nothing seems to faze her that much. With 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 37-31. Unitego trying to get back in this game, trailing DH here on their home floor. Here's Faulkner on the right side, steps up for a long two and buries it. Faulkner now with 19, and boy, she's been tremendous today. Back to a four-point game, 37-33, with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Now they go to the high post, finding Ariel Kellum just below the foul line, and she hits it. And Kellum has 10. And it's 39-33 as we hit 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now for Morgan Perry. Perry back for Haley Lucia. Lucia back to Perry on the left wing side. Unitego looking for that basket as they trail by six. They go to the high post. They'll work it out for Faulkner on the right side. A step back two for Faulkner is too strong. Rebound on the floor, and Morgan Perry comes out of the scrum with it for the Spartans. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Inside, and she is fouled with 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Going to be a foul on Madison Dawson, her third, team second. Team foul situation, two on DH in the fourth quarter, none on Unitigo so far. Faulkner on the baseline will look to get it in and finds Meg Perry, but will have a foul. Believe this is going to be on... Yes, no, it's going to be on Madison Dawson. I thought they were going to get Lacey for that one. So with 4:43 to go in the fourth, it's 39-33. That's the fourth foul on Madison Dawson, so she's going to have to come to the bench. Avery Ostrander back in for DH. Should be a great finish ahead with 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo trailing DH, 39-33. Faulkner, left side corner for three. It's an air ball. Too much mustard on that one, and Ariel Kellum with a rebound for the Eagles, but taken back here by Unitigo. DH was sprinting back up the floor, and it was a steal by Meg Perry that gets Unitigo the ball back. Now to Morgan Perry on the right side, to the high post for Meg. Zips one far side for Faulkner. Bounce pass into the corner for Maddie Wilson, and they'll say she traveled with 4:17 to go. And DH leading 39-33. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, the web stream brought to you by SFCU. And a big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios as well. DH on the offensive end of the floor, tosses it away. Another steal for Meg Perry. And the Spartans will bring it back down the floor. They go to Faulkner. Now inside for Maddie Wilsey. Stripped away there by Ariel Kellum, and the game of hot potato continues. Kellum, left side, pulls up for a 10-footer on the left side of the floor. It's off the mark. And a rebound for Haley Lucia. Lucia ahead for Morgan Perry. In the paint, shot too strong. Rebound for Jenna Faulkner. Puts it up. She's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but we'll head to the line. And so this will be a foul on DH. We'll see to the bench. Mallory Frazier back in. This is going to be the fourth team foul on DH and the second on Kelsey Young. Timeout taken by DH with 3:40 to go in the fourth. DH leads 39-33. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Frazier Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Frazier Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's the DH girls on top of Unitigo, 39-33. And out of the timeout, this will be Jenna Faulkner to the line for the Lady Spartans. So Faulkner will settle in. First shot coming for Jenna is good. Rattle it in. She's got 20 points. So a second shot coming here for Jenna Faulkner. And these are all going to be big down the stretch. Faulkner takes a deep breath. Shot is up and good. So Faulkner now with 21, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo. 3:40 to go in the fourth. It's DH, the girls on top of Unitigo on the road, 39-35. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO. This game has lived up to the hype so far, with the DH girls leading 39-35 over Unitigo. And I think a lot of these Unitigo fans waiting for some of the Spartans' magic. They always seem to find a way. Can they do it here today against this Lacy Drake-led DH team? Drake has 22. On the other side, Faulkner has 21 for Unitigo. Drake at midcourt on the right side of the floor. Lacy passing one off for Sierra Francisco. Into the corner now for Avery Ostrander. She lost control of it, but it was last touched by Haley Lucia, who punched it out of her hands with 3:20 to go in the fourth. So Ostrander with the basketball on the baseline now, looking to get it in here for DH. Long home run pass will go to Madison Dawson. Dawson will dish one back for Lacy Drake. Left side for Drake, fall away jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound for Ostrander, keeping it alive for DH with 3:10 to go here in the fourth. And now a steal. Morgan Perry went into the corner. They pulled off a trap and stole it away from Ostrander. Unitigo going left to right. They go to the high post. Now they work it out for Faulkner. To the low post for Mallory Frazier, left side. Back to the top of the key. They work it for Morgan Perry. To the high post now for Mallory Frazier. Went through her hands, and DH will take it away. Now back to Lacy Drake across the midcourt timeline. Drake into the paint, trying to go coast to coast. Up and under, can't get the shot to go. What a move, but just was a tough angle and couldn't get that shot down. Faulkner with a rebound. Ahead now for Haley Lucia. Lucia in the backcourt. Just gets it across in time, finding Faulkner. 2.5 to go in the fourth, and DH clings to a 39-35 lead. Unitigo with the ball. They work it down low here for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot is good for Meg Perry. She's got 7, and it's a 2-point game with 2:10 to go here in the fourth. DH fans really wanted a charge there, and they don't get it. Across the midcourt timeline, here's Drake. 2 minutes to go and a 2-point lead here for DH. They go to the high post for Ariel Kellum. Step back, jumper, hit the front of the rim, and it's no good. Unitigo with the rebound, and they're looking to tie or maybe take the lead here with a 1:50 to go. Here is Morgan Perry. Perry finding Haley Lucia far side. Down low now, they'll work one back out. Haley Lucia for 3, left side, hit the side of the rim, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor, and somehow Unitigo comes up with it. Morgan Perry a jumper, that's too strong. Meg Perry a rebound, Unitigo keeps it alive and will have a foul as Perry gets fouled in the lane as she was starting to go up for the shot. They're going to say it's on the floor, so she will not be shooting. Actually, yes, she will, because that's going to be the 5th foul on DH as a team. DH will take a timeout with 1.5 minutes to go in the fourth, leading 39-37. Unitigo will be at the line when we come back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for listening today. A great contest here on WCDO as the Unitigo girls trail Deposit Hancock 39-37. Again, with 1.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Now the fans are alive here. And at the line for Unitigo is the junior Meg Perry. So if Perry makes both of these shots, we could have a tie ball game. We'll see. So Meg will settle in. First shot coming here for Meg Perry. Hit the rim 2 times, would not go. Second one coming. Now for Meg Perry. These are going to be critical down the stretch here. Meg Perry settles in. Second shot goes. So Meg now with 8 points, and it's a 1-point game, 39-38, with 1:25 to go in the fourth quarter. DH with the basketball. They're in the black with the blue trim going right to left. Lacy Drake with the ball. Wants a 3. Left side, it's too strong. Rebound here for Madison Dawson, and she's fouled underneath. Pretty good look there from Drake. A little off balance. Dawson read it the whole way and was able to grab that rebound. She's playing with four fouls. Grabbed that rebound, put it back up, it was fouled. Shot would not go. And now, let's see how DH does with their foul shots. Minute 18 to go in the fourth. Dawson to the line, first one. A line drive into the front of the rim and no good. Dawson with 4 points so far here tonight for DH, or this afternoon, I should say. DH clinging to a 39-38 lead. Dawson's second shot is good. Dawson now with 6 points, and it's DH leading 40-38. Haley Lucia on the right side. Unitigo in the white with the green trim, going left to right. They have it into the hands of Jenna Faulkner. 21 points here for the junior today for Unitigo. Faulkner right side as we come up on a minute to go, fourth quarter. Passing one down low. Frazier underneath scores. Mallory Frazier with 4 points. We're tied at 40 with 55 seconds left. Drake on the right side of the floor. Bounce pass into the corner for Sierra Francisco. Back to Drake, and there's a foul. Foul going to be on the floor on Unitigo. Their first foul in the fourth quarter going to be on Meg Perry. And so the Eagles will be inbounding the basketball with Sierra Francisco. They'll get it into Lacey Drake for a three on the right side. It's too strong. Rebound, Ariel Kellum. Blocked by Mallory Frazier, but then stolen back by Kellum. Kellum goes up for the jumper and buries it. Kellum now with 12 points, and it's 42-40 with 35 seconds left, and Unitigo with the basketball, and they're going to call a timeout. 36 seconds to go. DH leads 42-40. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull on WCDO. Let's set the scene for you. 36 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. DH girls lead 42-40. Unitigo has the ball going left to right. They have the ball at midcourt. Here's Haley Lucia left side. Lucia now finding Morgan Perry. Perry back to Lucia right side. Into the corner for Faulkner. They go down low for Megan Perry. Back across for Morgan Perry. Wants to take it to the rim. Shot is too strong. Drake with a rebound. Numbers if they can hurry. Drake down the right side of the floor. Dishes one off for Dawson, and they put it in. Dawson now with 8 points. Timeout taken here as Meg Perry might have rolled an ankle back down underneath the basket, but DH leads 44-40 with 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Meg Perry holding her ankle here. We'll hope that she's okay. Coach Z has gone out to help her out here. And I did not see exactly what she did to it. Morgan Perry went in, took the shot. It was no good. Both teams were fighting for the rebound. DH came down with it and then quickly sprinted down the floor. And we were focused on that play. And behind the play, Meg Perry, looks like she might have rolled her ankle a little bit there, with 17 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Coach C is going to help her up here. Appears that she's okay, just walking very gingerly on it with 17 seconds left. DH leading 44-40. And a great pass by Drake, finding Maddie Dawson, scoring that bucket to give DH this four-point lead with 17 seconds left. So 17.4 to go. Unitigo is going to have the basketball. And they need to score, and they need to score in a hurry. They trail by four. Looks like Coach Z might take a timeout. Yes, he will. So 17 seconds left. It's 44-40, and Unitigo will take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
17.4 seconds to go. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU and the DH girls leading Unitico 44-40, trying to hang on for a victory here today. If DH wins this game at the top of the MAC standings, that would give Unitico, Delhi, and DH all with one loss, and it really could come down to some sort of a tiebreaker next week to see who would be the number one seed for the upcoming MAC playoffs, with the championship game being on the 21st down at Binghamton University. So the MAC tournament will begin, I believe the first round for the girls is the 14th, so that would all have to get worked out before then. Unitico will get the ball in, and they find Haley Lucia. Lucia's going to try to take it right down low. Steps back for a long two. It won't go. Rebound loose with 10 seconds left. Faulkner has it, and then she travels. 9 seconds to go, and DH is going to get the ball back and take a timeout with a 44-40 lead. And we're going to step away for 30 seconds and be back with the conclusion here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 44-40 the score. DH trying to hang on. They're 9 seconds away from giving Unitico their first league loss of the season. Unitigo's only loss at all this season was an overtime to Oneonta, losing 48-46. DH gets the ball in, and Kelsey Young is fouled, but 3 precious seconds tick off the clock. And so now not many fouls on Unitico as a team. This was their third as a team, so they would still need 2 more just to send DH to the line. Eagles will look to get it in. They'll try to find Drake, but it was tipped out of bounds. Still will stay with DH. Eagles will look to get it in here with Francisco. Francisco in trouble. Will have to work it inside for Dawson, and she is fouled with 4.5 seconds to go. Looks like she was in the act of shooting, so Dawson will head to the line. Now they're going to put it on the baseline. Okay, so that's 4 fouls. That's 4 fouls on Unitico, and DH is going to take a timeout now. So we'll keep it right here, folks, with 4.5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And the DH girls on top 44-40. So again, it'll be an exciting week coming up. We have the conclusion of the Tri-Valley League playoffs. We'll be covering those here on WCDO. The Tri-Valley League Boys and Girls Championship games will be next Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. They have not announced the times yet, and we're still waiting for the matchups. The only team that has stamped their ticket are the Franklin girls, so they are still awaiting the winner of Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Edmiston, and the boys still have to play both of their semifinal games as well. So still some work to be done in the Tri-Valley League playoffs, but they are going to have their championship on the 15th at SUNY Oneonta. The MAC will be on February 21st. That game will be at Binghamton University, and the Delaware League will also be on the 21st. Those games will be at SUNY Delhi. So out of the timeout with 4.5 seconds to go, DH pretty much just has to get this ball in, maybe avoid being fouled, let the time tick off, and their fans are going to be mighty happy here if they can pull this one out. Not many people gave them a chance in this game. Eagles will look to get it in. They go to Lacey Drake. She's going to dribble into the midcourt area and is fouled with 1.8 seconds to go. And it looks like Drake is going to head to the line here. This will be the fifth foul as a team on Unitego. Foul was on at Maddie Wilsey, so if Lacey Drake wants a couple of extra opportunities here to pad those scoring stats, she'll have a chance here at the line. Drake's first shot is up and good. She has 23, and that should be the icing on the cake, giving DH a 45-40 lead. Second shot coming here for Lacey, up and good. 24 points for Lacey Drake, and that is going to do it. A half-court heave for Unitego does not go down, and that'll do it. 46-40. DH defeats Unitego for their first league loss of the year. It's all smiles for the Eagles. And we'll be back here with our postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Unitego, folks, as it's official. The DH girls upset Unitego 46-40. It's now a three-way tie in the MAC standings in for the girls in girls MAC basketball, as DH, Delhi, and Unitego all have one loss apiece now in the league. So Unitego beat Delhi, Delhi beat DH, and DH beat Unitego. That's how that goes. Let's do our scoring summary. First for Deposit Hancock, a game-high 24 points for Lacey Drake, followed by 12 from Ariel Kellum, 8 from Madison Dawson, 3 from Avery Ostrander. None more important than those last couple of buckets there by Dawson and by Drake to protect the DH lead. On the other side for Unitego, 21 points for Jenna Faulkner, 8 points for Megan Perry, 4 apiece for Mallory Frazier and Haley Lucia, 2 for Morgan Perry, 1 for Maddie Wilsey. Time now for our three awards here on the postgame show, folks. First up will be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years, and NBT Bank is proud to support local sports on WCDO. We'll go with Lacey Drake today, 24 points, probably at a double-double as well. She was great on the glass and just controlled the game as usual, so an easy choice. Lacey Drake is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today from DH. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. They are a local hometown agency you can trust. They're proud to support local high school basketball on WCDO. We'll go with Ariel Kellum today, 12 points from Deposit Hancock. She is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. And lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands in Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics on WCDO. We will go tonight, or today I should say, with Jenna Faulkner. from Unitigo, 21 points. She is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here today. And, of course, for you Unitigo fans, we'd like to do a Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. The winner of this award will be from Unitigo, and they will receive a free sub from Jake's on Main Street in Otigo. And don't forget, Jake's has pizza now as well, folks, so stop by. They are making those pizzas there, and they're going to be very, very good. So stop by Jake's Deli for sure. Today we will give that to Megan Perry, 8 points for Unitigo. She will be our Jake's Deli Unitigo Player of the Game. So that's going to do it. 46-40, Deposit Hancock knocks off Unitigo. It's going to be interesting now in the MAC standings to see how things wrap up here. DH with a big win. They had to do what they did what they had to do today, and that was really important. So congratulations to DH. I have a feeling we might see these two teams playing each other again in a couple of weeks, whether it be the MAC championship or in sectionals. Again, our final score, 46-40, DH Girls over Unitigo. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you next week for more high school hoops action. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great weekend on WCDO Sports.